Double M. Ο μελωδικός σταθμός.
Sophia, could you please tell me why, first of all, in first place, Wagga Wagga, and how the exhibition came about?
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me on air. And I'm sorry I don't speak Greek. The reason for the exhibition being in Wagga Wagga is that my dad, Lex Marinos, was born and raised in Wagga, in a Greek cafe, above a Greek cafe in Wagga, and that's where he spent the first young years of his life, and I guess since that time he has maintained really strong connections to Wagga Wagga. It was a really strong foundation for his upbringing, and he's always gone back there over the years, including working there on a few occasions and maintaining really strong connections. So that's the reason for the exhibition being there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the legacy that is left by your father?
I think Dad leaves a really strong legacy in the Australian media and entertainment landscape, especially. He was a huge champion for diversity on screens, on theatre stages, in the entertainment industry. He really grew up with a strong sense of feeling that people like him, who had come from all over the world, weren't represented on our stages or on our television screens or in our cinemas, and he made it his life's work to really champion multiculturalism and diversity in the arts, and he did that as an actor as well as a director and as an operator in the public service and in the government space, championing and advocating for policy change around diversity in the arts. So I think that is his really strong legacy. He was doing that in the 80s and 90s, and you know, we do see a big change now. There is more work to do in that space, but I think he was one of the pioneers that really helped to change that.
He was very much appreciated the Aboriginal culture, as far as we know. Is something that you want to elaborate on, the Aboriginal culture that he related to or he appreciated?
His
involvement, where he had connections, he advocated for them?
I think he, as someone who grew up feeling like a bit of an outsider himself, he made some strong connections with Aboriginal people in his life, and always felt a strong connection, and also loved this country, loved Australia, and really appreciated the true history of the country and the true stories that lie in the country, and that have done since time immemorial prior to colonization. So I think he often championed First Nations stories and peoples and communities, and made some really strong bonds through his work as an actor and director, and had, he often would say they were some of the best projects that he was involved in, were ones where he was travelling to Aboriginal communities and working with Aboriginal artists and performers and community members.
Beautiful. And tell us, what are we expecting to see at that exhibition? Can you describe a little bit the exhibition, what it entails, what is put out?
Yes, well, I am just on my way to Wagga, actually, so I haven't seen the exhibition yet. But I understand that it's really a representation of Dad's life, from Wagga Wagga to the world, as it's called. There's a lot of photos, there's a lot of artwork and media articles that really take us through, I guess, Dad's life and his impact and the work that he was involved in across the span of his life.
Right. And who was responsible for that exhibition? Who put the exhibition together? You said that you're on your way to...
Yeah. It's at Wagga Wagga Regional Gallery.
The gallery.
In Wagga Wagga. So Michelle Madison is the curator, and Luke Greeley runs the gallery, and Luke is a really good old friend of Dad's and one of the people, one of the strong connections that Dad maintained at Wagga Wagga. So it's at the, yeah, it's at the Regional Gallery. And, yeah, we hope lots of people come along to see it. It's opening tomorrow night.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay.
Sophia, thank you so much for intervening to our radio show. Thank you so much. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Spiro. Thank you, Amanda.
You're very welcome, and enjoy the exhibition tomorrow at the opening. You must be feeling very proud indeed, being there.
Yeah, proud with a tinge of sadness that he can't be with us.
Yeah, maybe a tear of happiness will come out once you walk into it and see the exhibition. So, yes, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.